Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
PG&E says it is prepared to triple San Jose's energy use as it looks to establish the quote-unquote premier destination for AI data center development. But who pays for all that energy use? To answer that and more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central News Line by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. Phil, good Monday morning. All right, it's great that you become the premier destination for AI data, blah, blah. But yeah, who pays the electric bill?
Well, that remains to be seen. And it's a big question. It's confronting not just the Silicon Valley and Santa Clara County and city of Santa Clara, where they hope to become the new big center for the industry, like they have with tech in the past. It's an open-end question, because what they're talking about is the use in the coming years is going to be explosive, because these data centers, you know, that do ChatGPT and all the other apps, they use a heck of a lot of electricity and a heck of a lot of water. As a matter of fact, it's projected that they could be eating up the equivalent of anywhere between, get this, Steve, between 4 million and 8 million homes. The energy, 18 million, the energy that is used for 4 to 18 million homes. That's a lot of energy. That means you got to upgrade the grid. You got to go out and buy power from other areas. And, you know, there was that movie, The Field of Dreams, which said, if you build it, they will come. But the big question facing California is, you may build it, but they might not come, because other states are competing as well. So the question is, one, how big do you upgrade the grid in order to accommodate this new industry that's emerging? And two, will they show up to use it? And three, if they start using it, who's going to be picking up the tab?
All right. Yeah, we're almost out of time, but is it a fair trade-off? Everything that these AI data centers bring, jobs, blah, blah, is the trade-off for higher energy bills worth it?
Well, what they're saying is that we're going to try to keep those higher bills from getting so much higher, because we'll have more people buying and using the grid and peaking it out, and it'll all work out and we'll all be happy. The second one is, no, it's a real risk that you're talking about the jobs. Well, there may be some jobs, but not as many as you think. And two, it could wind up using a lot of water, a lot of electricity, and maybe not create as many jobs as you thought it would. Kind of like tech, you know? It rose, it exploded, and now we're seeing a whole bunch of layoffs. We'll see. It's California. Hello.
All right, Phil, thank you. Our KCBS insider, Phil Mateer. We'll be back this afternoon at 5:50.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.